show. Joining us coming up in the next segment, former German defense minister. It is the 12th day of June 2008. We're investigating what really happened at the governor's mansion fire very intensely. May have breaking news for you on that in the next few days of a lot of sources. I'll just leave it at that, folks. We're always on the cutting edge here. Finishing up with We Are Change Ireland. Fire out the website for everybody, my friend.
O-R-G. You can go to wiseupjournal.com or else you can just Google search the documentary End of Nations on Google Video.
End of Nations on Google Video. End of Nations. Give out the We Are Change URL again.
It's wearechangeireland.org, and you can go to wiseupjournal.com, too.
We'll be talking to you tomorrow. I'm going to have Trey call you right now on the line. All of you, four or five of you up, if you can come on the show together or at different times. And even if they pass this by hook or by crook, it will still be a victory because you're mobilizing the people, and you'll be able to they'll always try to expand their power. You'll be able to defeat them in the future. Resistance is victory. We salute you. And Keith Byrne, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you very much.
God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Trey's going to call you right now. We've got some other big guests coming up tomorrow as well, and then throughout the week, next week, and, of course, the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I wanted to take a minute out here to thank all of our AM/FM affiliates, Shortwave affiliate, my Internet folks that make it possible here, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, all the folks here, my IT guys that just do fabulous jobs. I just really want to thank them because it's not just Alex Jones here doing this. It's all of us together, you the listeners, everybody. I mean, think about the fact that all over the world, our videos are number one on all the major online services. Number one everywhere. Not just my film, but scores of others. We are winning. We are hurting them. That's why they're attacking us. That's why they're trying to shut down the web. Please get the stories that Paul Watson has written. There's some videos up on Infowars.com that detail all of it. Right now, there's a video up on PrisonPlanet.com where I break down in 20 minutes the true plan to shut down the web and get rid of it. This needs to get out to everybody now. It's up to you to move the ball down the field. We're going to go to break in a moment. I also want to thank our sponsors like Aloe's, the folks at New Vitality, have the best, most well-documented vitamins and nutrients that are known to have nutritive and health effects. Aloe's colon body cleanse is just amazing. Flushes out your intestines, flushes out your guts. Very, very important to do that with all the toxins and GMOs that people eat, even if you try not to. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. A lot of folks here in the office have taken this. I've taken it. Really is good for you. Aloe vera and some other key herbs. Now, if we're cleaning out the guts, big fat banner on Infowars.com or give them a call at 1-800-569-4056. Now, it is absolutely essential to check out the huge line of products that they've got at newvitality.com. Again, a big fat banner on Infowars.com. And don't forget the best green food I found out there anywhere. And they're good patriots, good friends with George Humphreys that started this company right here in Austin, Texas. They're also out in Colorado. It's just 20 superfoods, unpasteurized, so they keep all their nutritive value. Two little scoops in your orange juice or apple juice in the morning, and that's just one of their products. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy, radiant skin. Just go to their website, innerfood.com, and learn more, or give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or innerfood.com. And I'm always so busy with guests and news and other sponsors that I really don't promote Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Loose Change Final Cut that I produced, the films we carry at Infowars.com. Go and check out the books and videos. They're great tools to wake others up. But not just that, your purchase also makes what we do here possible. The Money Bomb was successful. We're going to be expanding. So, again, I want to thank all of you for that. We've got to continue to capitalize our operations so we can do more. So please visit Infowars.com and check out the online video and bookstore shopping cart today or call 888-253-3139. Former German defense minister, former head of intelligence, Andres von Bülow on 9/11 being an inside job. Straight ahead, God bless you all. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us from Germany, or it's 8 o'clock in the evening, Andres von Bülow. For those stations that just joined us, former Federal Minister of Defense, former head of research and technology. He also in Parliament headed up the committee that oversaw the intelligence agencies. He has written several best-selling books. One of them is the CIA on September 11th, Die CIA Under, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And you can get that all over Europe. It's in many different languages, unfortunately not translated into English. Sir, you've got the floor. Why did you first question the official story? What have you learned since then, now saying you officially believe it's an inside job? And then how do we stop them from committing more attacks and bring them to justice?
Well, I first I wrote a book about using terror as a pretext to wage war. And we had this clash of civilization written by Mr. Professor Huntington out of Harvard, and he said all the people of the Western world need, after the Soviet Union has gone, a new enemy. And I think this was one of the first signals long before the 9/11 situation. And then happened World Trade Center 1, I think, in 1993 or something like that. And there, we now know that the FBI was totally informed what was going on, that there would be a terror attack, that were there Muslims living in New Jersey and guided by a guy who worked together with the FBI, and the FBI and this guy, they agreed that there will be an attack on World Trade Center at the first World Trade Center in 1993. That the bomb would be built by these Muslims, but at the latest moment, the bomb should have been, made unworkable.
Deactivated.
Deactivated. And the FBI in the last minute didn't do that. They knew perfectly what would go on, and there you had six people dead. And I think about 1,000 wounded. This was the first attack on the World Trade Center. Then you had this Oklahoma situation where it's totally impossible that this agricultural bomb would be able to destroy this federal building. Everybody who is an expert knows this. An American general who worked on this explosive fields for I think 10 years.
Former head of Air Force Weapons Development, an actual engineer.
That's right, yeah. And he said it's totally impossible. This kind of agricultural bomb cannot bring about this devastation. But he was thrown out of the court. He was thrown out of the investigation. So I was already... I thought there is a way to bring about the clash with the whole Muslim world.
Were analyzing the situation, working in intelligence and other areas, and so you already saw it coming.
Yeah, so I was aware that probably there's something is wrong about this. I didn't knew what was wrong, but I said, well, wait, we are looking on the behavior of the government, clearing the situation before, during, and after 9/11. And this was so strange with these 19 Muslims, which they found out within hours. They couldn't have known them. Then later on we knew that a lot of them came into your country by visas given by them from secret services. It's probably the CIA.
Yeah, that's a big point. The heads
so
of the two...
They were protected to coming in. Part of them joined the American military, and the military was not able to clear the situation. Then you have this fantastic NORAD system in, on the eastern part of the United States, which didn't work. Before you had, 67 interceptions by military aircrafts going up and clearing the situation.
That was just in the year before, yes.
Yeah, sure, in the year before it worked perfectly, but on the morning of 9/11 it didn't work, and there were four or five exercises going on, air exercises, which totally interrupted the normal procedures. But the government didn't anything to clear the situation after it happened. I think it was the most horrible failures of the American government, and the Bush government is not willing to find out what really went wrong on this day. And then you have these fighter airplanes going up, and they are with very low velocity. They didn't find this the enemy, and four times at this day nothing worked. The FAA didn't work really, and the NORAD didn't work. They didn't work together. Bush, changed the way how to deal with this kind of situation.
That's right. That's right. Dick Cheney, 2.5 months before.
Suddenly, Dick Cheney was in charge, and not the normal run of affairs. So a lot of very strange things.
Yeah, that's a key point, Andres von Buttel. Let's stop right there. 2.5 months before, he signs an order since 1957 when NORAD was set up. The default by the generals and even their there's officers under them, is they have the authorization if the craft doesn't follow orders or is endangering civilian areas, they shoot it down. Cheney took the power away from the generals 2.5 months before, and Bush massed 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops around Afghanistan and put the carriers there and signed the launch order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11. How suspicious is that?
Sure. And the same is true of Iraq. It was long before decided to attack Iraq. And 9/11, they begin telling this stupid story that Saddam Hussein was involved with Al-Qaeda. He was an enemy of Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda, if Al-Qaeda is existing, probably it's a construct of the...
Say Iran is Al-Qaeda when they're Shiite.
Sure, they try to find the stupidity of the population to believe them.
Well, we are pretty dumb, but please continue with the points that made you question, and you now say you do know they were involved, and then I want to talk about why you think they did it and how you think they really did it. We know the official story's a lie, but
stupidly, they have written it down in this New American Century. Where Cheney was involved, where the Jeb Bush was involved, where Pearl was involved, and all these guys running the government, they said, we have to tell the American population that there is no peace dividend. We can't cut down our military outlays. We have to bring them up very strongly up. We have to wage a kind of not a war, but
preemptive.
We have to prepare to certify that the United States is running the world affairs for the next century, and therefore we have to fight. And we have to pay for the military industrial complex, and there they said, well, it will be difficult to tell this the American people because they would like to have the peace dividend, but if something is happening like Pearl Harbor, where the population were thrown into total different direction than they thought before would be wise. Were able and willing to fight World War II. If this kind of thing will happen, the whole scenery will change.
Now we have neocons. I don't know if you saw this last year, writing syndicated columns saying 9/11 was wonderful. We need another one. I mean, why do they? And then Gary Hart wrote a letter to Iran last year saying the U.S. government stages attacks. You better back off. Did you see that?
No, but I see the scenery. Yeah, it's still.
Why
very
are they
dangerous.
So arrogant, though? You've worked at the highest levels of government. I mean, I've never seen such arrogant out in the open people. They basically admit they've done it.
Yeah, I don't know, because Iran, you know, Iraq has oil. Iran has oil. Then the dismemberization of the former Soviet Union of Russia. It's all going on with the same background, helping and bringing about disputes and more kind of situations. I think if you look at the not on the democratic side of the American government system, if you look at the empire system, then you have always these fake elements. You have this in the first American Spanish War with the destruction of the Maine. You have the same thing in the First World War with the Lusitania. This was a job which was handled mostly.
Stay there. I want to talk about the history of staged events with Andres von Mueller, former Defense Secretary of Germany. Former technology minister of Germany, and he was also in the oversight of the intelligence agencies. He's Andres von Bülow, and he's written the book, The CIA and 9/11. We're going to come back and break it down for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're honored to have him.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Days are here, my friends. Andres Rambulo is our guest, author of the CIA on September 11th. And then we have Gulf of Tonkin, as you were listening, to get us into Vietnam and the USS Liberty. Now declassified, that Israel did attack the ship on purpose to try to sink it to blame it on Egypt. That just came out last year. Chicago Tribune. Please continue, sir. Yes, please continue with, you were giving examples of government-sponsored terror.
Well, no, I would add that one of the very strange thing on 9/11 after the aircraft hit the towers was the insert version of these dancing or laughing Palestinians. This was so fantastically just in time that I was very doubtful whether this has a real background. And later on, it was very interesting that the former vice Bürgermeister of Jerusalem told the public that I think the Israeli Defense Ministry sent a camera team over on the Palestinian side, and they gave candies to the public, and the public was laughing, and this was put on TV, and immediately with 9/11 it was mixed with these horrible pictures. So even in the PR situation, it was prepared, and it was very strange. And then I think, as you all know, the free fall velocity of the falling of the not only the both towers, also the World Trade Center number 7, which was not hit by a plane, is extremely strange. It could not happen, as the government is telling us. So I think history teaches us that wars are always started with lies. By the government starting this war, they want always to blame the other side in order to get a rectification of what they are doing. So we have always to be extremely skeptical if something has happened, like in the perhaps in the Persian Gulf might something happen, or for example the Vincennes, the American destroyer Vincennes. They shoot down an Airbus over the Persian Gulf, I think, 20 years ago. They should have known that there is a normal civil aviation going on. They said they couldn't distinguish a small air fighter with merit military aims from a huge body aircraft, and they shoot it down. And this was one of the reasons probably Lockerbie happened, because Iran stroke back. And so you have always this trying to bring situation where the population are getting upset and willing to go to war and to give a free hand to their government.
Mr. Von Bülow, in the short segment we've got and a long one coming up, can you talk about the psychology? We know military psychology of where a general will put 1,000 troops in a gorge or a valley to bring in an enemy, a larger force, to reveal themselves, sacrificing the pawn, symbolized by the 1,000 troops, to then bring in his troops to win the battle. And it's that mindset of end justifies the means justifies the ends, that Machiavellian system, where we do have these people running our government that would think nothing of killing 3,000 citizens for this larger hegemonic empire.
Well, I laughed when I was with the Ministry of Defense. I laughed about psychological warfare. It was doing some things on the inner German border, raising balloons with material which the wind was blowing over, or other things like that. But psychological warfare is extremely important, and it's a kind of military affair. If you are planning a war, or if you have a battle before you as a military commander, you know you probably will lose a third or half of your men. But you will win, or you hope to win, and to win not only the battle but the whole war.
That's my point. Is the 3,000 dead were seen as collateral damage?
I mean, what came out from the American government, unfortunately, was within I think 48 hours that Cheney was the first giving this word, that there is a generation long. War.
Stay there. Okay. Stay there. We'll be right back with Andres von Bülow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and Healy bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Andres Jamilo is sharing this much time with us today. I want to be clear with listeners who haven't studied military history. It is part of the military history, just like World War One, at some battles where they'd lose 10,000 people a day to just feed troops into a meat grinder. And that mindset then translates into, oh, well, it's better for our people to run the empire and for America's future if we go ahead and kill 3,000 and blame it on these enemies. That's how Hitler started World War II with Poland was attacking their own radio station at Gliwice. Governments do this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They're very cold-blooded, but to be clear, the people running our country could care less about U.S. sovereignty. They're actually using us as their front. Mr. Von Mulo, do you agree that we have this multinational Anglo-American establishment / Israel that are in control of our military-industrial complex, the intelligence agencies firmly ensconced, and that they're using the U.S.'s good name and basically using the U.S. as an engine or as a mindless drone to carry out their activities?
I think you have enough Americans joining this whole game. It's not necessary to blame it on Israel. Israel is perhaps interested to change things in the Near East, and there is a conversion of thinking.
Let me stop you and be clear.
The American elite, the huge amount of the American elite are behind this policy, and if you really look at both parties in the Congress, it's a bipartisan policy. So I doubt whether there is a real, if it comes down to a final combat, that the elite of both parties are behind this kind of world leadership. If it would be wise, I wouldn't have any problem with Americans or the American state governing the world. But this kind of policy, where you could easily buy your oil, and it's not necessary to occupy all these countries which have oil and throw them in huge civil wars which are with horrible effects.
Well, Mr. Bombilo, let me be clear about my belief. I said Anglo-American establishment first, and then Israel certainly is a cheerleader involved in it and lobbying for it. I'm not singling Israel out there. I'm saying who is it? It's England. It's the U.S. It's mainly Israel, isn't it, that is supporting the wars that grew out of 9/11?
They are joining, but I think that the main center of thinking about this has been around the neocons with their papers on the new American century and the outlets for defense. There you have written down what would happen, even the throwing out of Saddam Hussein and all these kind of things. The partition of Iraq is one of the points which they try to follow. I think Iraq, there is a day-to-day war going on, or civil war, and with American troops. But the real thing is that I think five huge bases are already built within Iraq, away from all these settlements, where the American military can stay for decades.
As Dick Cheney and now, of course, Bush and, of course, McCain say they want to stay 100 years, and you're right, both parties are for the war. It doesn't matter if 80%+ of Americans are against it. They are going to continue that. So that's my next question for you. You have unusual knowledge as being the head of technology, you know, the head of defense, over in intelligence, you know, having all these different hats you've worn, exposing corruption. I would like you to give us your assessment, Mr. Bombilo, on where you think they're going. Is their program stalling? Are they in trouble? Do you think that this crime complex, this global oligarchy, this corporatism that controls our government, do you think they're going to stage more attacks? Do you think they're going to fail in Iraq? I mean, where do you see things going?
I think they tried to fulfill the program, but they are running against huge troubles because the money is running out. America lives at the moment from a day-to-day necessity to get, I think, 80% of all savings around the globe, from Japan, from China, from Germany, from everywhere. And at the moment, the dollar is falling, and people are very reluctant to continue with this. And if you don't have this kind of money, you can only go further with this war with huge amount of inflation, which again is weakening the dollar. So I think I don't know what these kind they are running against the wall probably, and everything is falling apart.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I hate to keep using...
Probably Cheney and these kind of people are thinking, well, if we succeed in getting more and more and more oil land under our sovereignty, perhaps we find a way out. But I'm very doubtful whether this addition is going out.
Well, I agree with your assessment, Mr. Bombilo, that they have a lot of hubris. They're stalling. like Napoleon in Russia or Hitler in Russia. The analogies just continue. Or you can see the United States kind of like the Soviet Union, whose aggression is starting to stall as it did in the 1980s. And you know, it's fomenting of revolutions. Where do you see the United States in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? A, B, could the neocons snatch victory from the jaws of defeat by staging a thermonuclear, quote, Al-Qaeda attack or releasing a bioweapon as a way to fully, because all we see them doing is mobilizing fascism, building concentration camps, that's mainstream news, building FEMA camps in the U.S., San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, militarizing police, CIA over every major city. They now admit fusion FEMA command bunkers have been built in every city. 1 in 10 college graduates now Homeland Security. Basically a rising of black uniform. I'm not using this analogy because you're German, but they act like Gestapo everywhere. I mean, they're really taking over. Face scanning cameras, warrantless checkpoints. They're hiring mercenaries. I mean, I see them trying to turn us into an armed camp. Instead of giving up, I think they may just stage some huge event and then attack the world.
Yeah, it might happen. I don't know. I'm desperate as you, because I would like to have my old ideal of an open, kindly American America, which is competing with the whole world, leading the world. With its wise background, but at the moment I don't see these kind of people. They are at the moment not running the country, and you have, I think, 10 times as much people already in prisons as we Europeans or any European state has. And I think Halliburton and others are building kind of concentration camps. If the situation is coming, and this, you know, this was one of the main point in Germany. Within a night, about 30,000 people went immediately into prison, and these were the people which were judged by the Nazi people able to lead the opposition against Hitler in the last moment, to organize strikes and so on and so on. And if this is happening, then a takeover is absolutely possible. I don't know. I hope you are not following this way. And
Sir, they arrest you almost everywhere. If you try to hold a sign up, they come and beat you and taser you. They wear black masks. There's helicopters over our houses every night. They're brainwashing the children. I mean, you ought to see it here. It is really scary. And as you said, both parties are involved. They're building prisons everywhere. They're now saying I should be arrested. They're now saying on national TV that anyone who criticizes the war should be put in prison. They are they are gaslighting or preparing the ground. Is that the right word? They are out there getting everyone ready. Now I don't think they're as popular as Hitler. I don't think they're going to get away with it. And I think if they do try to have a big roundup or purge or Kristallnacht or whatever, I think they're going to get their asses blown off. But at the same time, I just think they're so arrogant. I think they're going to do it, von Bülow. I think that they flew planes into buildings. I mean, these are some reckless people.
Yeah, but, I can give a judgment on this. I follow your discussions, and your opinions and your anxiousness, and I participate in it, but I finally can judge the situation as you can. But, in Germany, this kind of technique went along with a huge, 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 totally desperation of the German population. They didn't know where to go and what to do.
Yeah, the economy, same thing here.
The economy, it was an inflation because of the French occupation of the Ruhr. This was in 1923, where all the people with a lot of savings lost all their savings, and then came the big depression, and then they didn't know where to go, and they finally went into the arms of the Nazis, and only not even 50%. It was 44% in the last election, but it was enough. And then the police came, and the police was organized in a way that the SR took over the police post, and so on and so on. So this is a technique which is very, very dangerous.
Well, they're now federalizing.
I can't say that's the same situation. It would be totally wrong as a German to do this, but you have to fight.
But you do see the danger.
I see the danger, yeah.
Well, I agree. I'm not looking for a fight, but there's a lot of people, and we're not going to put up with it. But we're going to let them, like at Lexington and Concord, when this country started, we're going to let them start it first, Mr. Von Bulow.
I didn't understand this last sentence.
Well, the Revolutionary War started here when they came for the guns and when they started the fight. So I'm saying we're going to let them start the fight.
Yeah.
But then we're going to finish it.
Okay. Yeah. I hope so.
Well, we're not looking for a fight, but if they start it, believe me, the people are ready and they're
yeah, but they are, these people are very strong. They have the whole infrastructure of the finances and you know, if not some very, very capable people in industry and other big organizations are taking over and the lead and say, well, we don't want to be in this environment. I don't see it. I'm not very hopeful.
Well, there is a lot of people speaking out in the power structure, but I agree with you. Mr. Von Bulow, there's so many other facets I want to get into. Investigations, bringing those that did this to justice, do you think that will ever happen? Well, you know, we now hear about a United Nations body calling for an investigation of 9/11. I mean, certainly we can be positive in saying that a lot of people do now understand the false flag, self-inflicted wound tactics used by governments. I mean, is that a positive in and of itself?
Sure, it is positive in itself. But finally, I think you should appeal on every citizen of the United States to look independently in the whole affair and see what is wrong and how, for example, the so-called independent commission was handled and so on and so. If you have a kind of a situation like after or during 9/11. It is a total failure of the state structure. Bush could have easily said, I inherited the structure from Clinton. I'm a Republican. He is a Democrat. Now we are clearing the whole situation. We tell you what went wrong. Instead of this, they are hiding behind secrecy and hiding away the tapes and so on and so on. For example, the Federal Aviation Agencies, these people during the break in the midday, they sat down and said, well, this horrible thing, what went wrong? What was wrong on this day? And they put it on tape. And immediately the superior came, took the tape away and destroyed it in a way which you can't repair. So why is the government behaving like that? It's so extremely strange.
We're talking to former Minister of Defense, Technology, you name it, Andres von Bulow. Sir, there's so many things I want to ask you, but I also want to give you time to talk about whatever you think is most important. But we know the official story is a lie. We know they're covering up. We know they had a motive. We know that they were involved. But specifically, looking at the picture now, almost 7 years later, what do you think? I mean, they really did on 9/11. What do you think really happened there, and who do you think was involved? What agencies, what governments?
I don't know. I don't know. And I think one makes huge mistakes if you are blaming this and this and this agency. I think it was a very small group of people which knew the structure. They knew what to do. I think that the exercises, these five exercises, disturbed the whole picture, and I think the exercises were not cut down. Normally, you would, if this kind of things are happening, you are canceling all the exercises say, now it's the real world, we have to tackle this problem and show what we have learned and what we can do. But these exercises went on. And so for example, the people on the Federal Aviation Agency said, well, is this real or is this exercise? They didn't know what happened. So this is extremely strange, and the behavior of the state after 9/11, no normal state would behave like the Bush administration.
Do you think it's hurt them that we have exposed that it was an inside job, that
sure.
myth?
Sure, they are fighting, but you know that if you have the TV and all these mainstream people going along with the government out of reasons I don't know, then they can say, well, we don't need to have more than 50% believing us, and the rest of these intellectuals can go to hell. They hope to handle the public opinion as they did the last years.
But they're not. And stay there. Final segment with Andres von Bülow. On the other side, his book.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Okay, Andres von Bülow is going to be with us into the second part of this interview, into the fourth hour. He agreed to come on in the fourth hour, then misunderstood. He thought he was going to break, so he hung up. We're getting him back on. But he's going to be with us into the fourth hour. And we're going to be taking your calls for Andres von Bülow in the fourth hour. And I'm going to go ahead and give you that phone number so you can call in here in just one moment. First off, Aloe's Body Cleanse, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the wonderful folks at New Vitality. If you want to see their whole lineup of fabulous products, go to Infowars.com. They are a mainline, old, respected vitamin and mineral supplement company. Just amazing folks at New Vitality. Their toll-free number to get Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse is 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Vera is just absolutely amazing at cleaning out your body and detoxifying the body. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Now, we're going to end this hour with Andres von Bülow, and we're going to have about a five-minute break so he can take a break before we start the next hour. He's all with us now, and you'll be able to continue listening on your radio out there on the Internet or AM or FMs, but you'll also be able to watch video of me in studio with news articles and documents if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member in the fourth hour. But if you're listening on the Internet, you'll want to switch streams and go over to Infowars.com. Starting next Monday, the fourth hour will be on the Genesis Network as well, not just our network. Okay, we're about to break for a few minutes, Andres von Bülow, Mr. Bülow, so you have time to take a little break, and you'll be back with us to take calls because you wanted to talk about the economy and also where you think the dollar's going and some other key issues. But before we end this hour, you've also written about criminal cultures in intelligence agencies. Maybe we'll have some time to get into that, sir.
Sure, yeah.
When did you first start discovering how much criminality was in government intelligence agencies?
Well, there is not criminality general. There is no criminality within the intelligence agencies, but the organized criminality is a wonderful weapon for secret services. Organized criminality is always opposed or normally opposed against the state government. So they have an enemy of your enemy. This organized crime people, they know exactly where the weak points of your enemy are. You can break in. You can make deals with them. You can use them for drug transports. You can privilege them in order to bring drug money or drugs in areas where you again can use it as payment for things which criminality does for you. So if you think about it, it's a wonderful weapon. It's always used. And for example, if you are trying to bring within Turkey the Kurds against the central government. Normally, in the minority and majority in multi-ethnic areas come along quite well with each other, sometimes over centuries.
Mr. von Bülow, stay with us. We're going to break. You've got a 3-minute break, and then we'll be right back with you as we start the fourth hour. Okay, sir? Thank you so much. Okay, we'll be back with Mr. von Bülow. We really appreciate him spending this much time with us. The fourth hour, the new fourth hour, starts in about 70 seconds. We'll have a video intro for everybody watching on the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it adds a whole other dimension to this transmission. So be sure to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. It's 15 cents a day. All right, we'll be right back with the former Minister of Defense, Andres von Bülow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.